Jesse, 1380 AM. The call letters, WAOK. The program is Power Talk. And your hostess, Lorraine Jacques White. We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
636 News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's going to be a rainy day today. Get that umbrella because you are sure going to need it today. We're beginning this morning talking about a police chief in Coopertown, Tennessee, who, after a scandal in his police force because an officer was recorded making a reference to an African-American in a racial slur, the way he's decided to keep racists off his force is to make them take a lie detector test. Now, the pushback is this is not really an accurate way to find out who those people are because people don't recognize their own racism. We know that to be true, but at least it's a beginning. And maybe it will stop folks who would be racist from getting on the police force. I believe without a doubt that a lot of people on the police force are racist. There ain't no doubt about it. It's got to be. All of this racial profiling, the stories that we have, you can go to any city, you're going to hear these racial profiling stories. I mean, it's ridiculous stuff. Police officers stopping people, white cops stopping people, and to tell them that their light is not on around the tag. And while he's writing the ticket and they're standing there looking at the light on, they're getting a ticket for it not being on. And what are you going to do in the middle of the night or any time? Not Janice and Navita tell us all the time not to fight with people on the side of the road. That's not where you win. Do you think this is a good way to deter people and to stop racists from getting on police force? I think it's a beginning. I mean, I applaud this police chief for doing that. He's in Coopertown, Tennessee, Chief Shane Sullivan. Also, we're talking about this liquor billboard in Douglasville, Georgia. They didn't want it. They wanted it to come down, the residents there. They didn't like it. And there was two billboards, those big, gigantic ones, one at the top and one at the bottom. The one at the top said it was a billboard talking about deterring young people from drinking and driving. It said, don't provide alcohol to minors. And then right beneath it was a Crown Royal Maple Finish whiskey billboard that said, whiskey started, maple finished. And the residents didn't want it. Take it down. And you know what? That billboard is down. But what about all of the whiskey billboards we see in black neighborhoods everywhere? And I've looked as I could travel city to city. They're everywhere. Whiskey ads and these cigarette ads. Do blacks need to start complaining? Get those billboards down. We know it can happen when they put up all those billboards about abortion. In no time at all, they came down. What do you think? 404-892-2703. Or regarding the whiskey billboards, are people so used to them in the neighborhoods where they put them up, you know, they feel like, you know, what's the use? Forget it. 404-892-2703. Carnell, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. White. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm okay. Dr. White, I like the billboards that's in the neighborhood.
Yes.
I would just like to say, you know, that being black, we should go ahead and put our signs off in the white neighborhoods and see what would the outcome be of that.
Put our signs like what?
You know, same thing. Like if they put alcohol signs on there, hey, why can't we do it? Why can't we put alcohol signs and cigarette ads billboards up in the white neighborhood?
But we, you know? Who? We
no,
who?
I'm just saying, you're right, we who? Because apparently we don't own a lot of stores, you know. So I was just saying, you know, hey, maybe, you know, eye for an eye. If they put it in our community, hey, let's put it in their community, you know. And then the last thing is about the Tennessee, what that is, Tennessee police chief.
Yes.
To me, I'm going to tell you like this, Dr. White, you have a lot of societies or secret societies like the Klansmen and the skinheads and all that there, right? And what it is nowadays, they're no longer in sheets and all that. They are in suits. They are in fire departments, police departments, and all. And I believe that's our biggest problem when it comes to, like you said, not knowing these individuals who are racist and all that. that's off in different government jobs or holding different government jobs. You know, it should be a really strict background check far as from when they was in high school and all that, you know, to see, hey, if they belong to any kind of groups at the time. Because, like I say, the problem is, the problem now is these society, these secret societies. And like I say, Klan members and skinheads, they're judges, they're police, they're lawyers, or whatever. So, you know, that's my take on things, Dr. White. And you have a good morning.
Thank you so much. I definitely believe that there should be a way to find out if these folks are racist before they get on police force. Where they get a job in a police department, there is no, I'm convinced, I've said it for so long, that it has to be, there has to be a reason why so, I mean, this racial profiling, and it's seeing what happens is because they're now on the police force, they can do it legally. They can racially profile blacks legally, shoot blacks, kill them legally, and not even worry about going to jail for it. What do you think? 404-892-2703. John in Princeton, how you doing?
Good morning, Dr. White. Oh, interesting topic you had this morning. Woke up a little late. I apologize about that. You know, this profiling is nothing new. It's been around for a long time. Sharpton brought it out when those students were on their way down 95 to a basketball camp and the state police. I always tell people, you drive through the state of New Jersey, drive the speed limit, don't go crazy, because there is a secret society within the New Jersey State Police Department. And Sharpton brought that out in that case about these guys. They even though, you know, these guys hide on the cloak and dagger, as that last caller says, you know, the Klan, they don't wear the hoods no more. They got suits, they got police officers' uniforms on. And trust me, if anybody's going to sit up here and think they don't sit in the Congress and the Senate, then you're smoking something I don't really know about, because they're sitting in there, too. Yeah, they don't have to wear the hoods. They got suits on. They'll smile on your face as soon as you leave. You know, they'll be throwing that.
But, you know, John, I think as a beginning, it would be a great idea to give the lie detector test on police where the damage is being done. And we talk, if there is one thing that I think everybody could agree on, that would be a way to stop all of this racial profiling, to just put an end to it. And I think one way would be to get these racist cops out of these police departments. I think it's a great idea with this guy giving a lie detector test, even though a lot of people who are racist will lie and say they are not. But at least it would maybe prevent people from even who are racist, maybe trying to get a job on a police force. And I think it's great. It's a beginning.
But, Dr. White, you know, the New York Police Department, they have applications, they have codes, they have ventings. They're supposed to detect all of these things, but they don't do anything. They only want a certain element that's radical or John Wayne type of elements that they want in that police department. Once again, the New Jersey State Police Department, you know, this secret society that nobody talks about that are profiling, and God forbid, they're probably doing a whole bunch of dirty stuff. And the state, you think the State Attorney General of New Jersey, as well as the governor, secretary, everybody knows about this, but nobody says nothing until these guys get out of hand or until they step over the line that they're not supposed to step. So every police department across the country has a list of profiling or status on that application. They're supposed to vent these guys out, but they don't vent them out. They want a certain element that might be small scale. So, Fred, I know you're going to call up and defend these characters, but this is not the day, Fred, to call up and protect your own home. So, you know, there is a status in picking these applications, mental classification. There are things on those applications these guys are supposed to answer. But I think the system wants a small element in there that acts like John Wayne, judge, jury, and everything else.
Thank you, John. We're NZ Talk 1380. WAOK 404-892-2703 at 645. It's going to rain. Get that umbrella.